Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joseph Regan is the director of military and veterans outreach for Wreaths Across America. He has 10 years experience working with leaders within government, nonprofit, and Fortune 500 companies developing sustainable strategies supporting national security and veterans health. He served 8 years active duty as an officer in the U.S. Army, including 2 tours to Afghanistan with the 10th Mountain Division. So before we start, Joe Regan, first of all, just want to say thank you for your service.
Well, thank you so much. It was an honor to work with so many great Americans that have volunteered to defend our great country.
Let's talk about the real meaning of Memorial Day. I know that it has been commercialized, picnics, family get-togethers, travel. But I think most people do understand the true meaning of Memorial Day. So what would you like to say from your standpoint about the meaning of this special day?
Well, for veterans, I know oftentimes that Memorial Day is really something we celebrate every day. And I do like to use the word celebrate, because I feel like when you look at the sacrifice that's been made to secure the freedoms that we all hold so dear, that that is something that's 100% worth celebrating. And for Memorial Day, it's an opportunity for us to come together as a community to honor those sacrifices and the men and women that made them, but also to make sure and to recommit ourselves to being better versions of ourselves on their behalf. At Wreaths Across America, you know, as part of our mission to remember, honor, and teach, is to find ways to live up to those that legacy. And I can't think of a better way to live up to the legacy of those men and women that have made the ultimate sacrifice than really by committing ourselves to being better versions of ourselves.
Well, the fact that we are able to get together and join with family and travel, or as you said, celebrate, it's all because of the sacrifices of others. I mean, that is the real truth at the end of this, is we are able to enjoy these things because of what others have done and paid the ultimate price.
Mm-hmm. You know, and earlier this morning, I was reading a letter from one of my college classmates, a guy by the name of Mark Dooley, Lieutenant Mark Dooley. Mark was killed in 2005 in Iraq. And prior to leaving, he wrote a letter to his parents and really captured the essence of, you know, what our service members believe when they're going overseas. And he said, if you're reading this, you know, I'm not here to share this with you personally, but know that, you know, I'm doing this and making this sacrifice because I feel so strongly in everything that we hold so dear. And it's something that's worth celebrating. And of course, I'm paraphrasing Mark's words, but, you know, having gotten the opportunity to know so many of our Gold Star families, and to see how they continue to serve our communities, even after making such an unimaginable loss, you know, they continue to find ways to serve our community, whether it be through scholarships, volunteerism, all these different ways that they use to help to promote and preserve the legacy of their loved ones.
We all know when you sign up that is a possibility. And yet, even with losses that we have, there are people who really just feel this need and desire to go and do what other people would not do.
Absolutely. And I think that speaks volumes to, you know, not just the men and women that have made the ultimate sacrifice, but to all those that serve. And I know that for Memorial Day, you know, veterans are probably the first ones to stand up and say, this isn't about us. This is about them. But for many of us as a country, you know, Memorial Day provides us that opportunity to go back and really think deeply about that. And when folks ask me, well, how can we honor these fallen on Memorial Day? And the best thing I can say is to take a moment to learn and to listen and to understand who these men and women were and what drove them to be that, because I think all of us have an opportunity to serve our communities, and that, you know, the fallen are really a wonderful motivator to encourage all of us to find those ways in our communities and in our lives to give back.
For those who are left, and the loss, obviously, for all of us as a community, any loss is a loss. But I wonder for folks like you who were standing side by side with people who paid the ultimate price, coming back must be a huge transition. And I hope, and, you know, we worry that sometimes people may not get help for stuff that impacts them, that perhaps Memorial Day might bring up some of those feelings.
You know, it's very true. And you see that throughout our history. In Memorial Day in 1945, General Truscott was making remarks at one of the cemeteries in and addressing a group of VIPs that were in the front row. He actually turned around and addressed the fallen. And because of that, his remarks really weren't taken down. Nobody knows exactly what he says, but the folks that heard what he said, he issued a really profound apology to them and said that he was going to commit his life to making sure that their life hadn't been in vain. And I feel like that is something that all of us as veterans, you know, share when we come back, that we look at that. And these aren't just names on headstones or faces on pictures. You know, these are our friends that we served alongside with. And I think that it can be difficult for veterans sometimes to deal with that. There's an overwhelming sense of guilt that can come with being a survivor of combat. But at the same time, there's a tremendous amount of pride in what our friends were able to accomplish. And I hope that other veterans will keep that in their mind and realize that, you know, we have an obligation to live for them. And that's what they would want us to do. And part of what we do in the course of our lives is to be part of that, their legacy, and to live the legacy that they would want us to have for them.
How does the organization Wreaths Across America, how do you tell the story to young Americans? Sometimes we get removed from what happened, and the fear is that people won't remember. So how do you tell that story?
Well, and I think, you know, well, I have two young boys. And so, you know, having to find ways to share stories with them. And I think that, you know, children want to understand these things. And part of that mission, as I mentioned, to remember, honor, and teach. At Wreaths Across America, we actually have developed a curriculum and through some of our partners to help share those stories of the fallen. And depending on where that young person is, whether they be in kindergarten or pre-K or if they're in high school, there's different ways that we can communicate these stories. But the most important piece to it is those individual stories, helping to put a face in a story to each one of these different headstones, because it's not just that nameless person. This really was someone that lived, and oftentimes helping to make that connection. And I'll bring an example up. One of my other college friends, Adam Kennedy, and he was from Norfolk, Massachusetts, and after he was killed in Iraq, they named one of the local elementary schools to him. And so I volunteered to go to that school and to talk to some of these young people that are there. You know, growing up, many of the school buildings that I was attending were named after World War I and World War II veterans. And nobody ever took the time to make that more than the name on the side of a building. And I feel bad for that, because now as an adult, I've had an opportunity to learn who these people were, and that developed a fond connection. And I think that all of us that have served alongside some of these folks, like Adam, to find those opportunities to get in front of young people and say, this is who that name was. This is who this person lived as. And I think that is the embodiment of how Wreaths Across America has always tried to operate.
I find one of the most touching and compelling things that are done locally, and I think it's done in different towns all across America, is the hometown hero banner flags. Mm-hmm. We have them all over Northeast PA now, where on every pole there's a picture of a veteran and their name and, you know, what they did. And that is, like, so critically important to realize that this is not something you read about in a history book. These are people from your own hometown and what they did for us.
Absolutely. And I think that's a wonderful way to highlight, you know, the local veterans. And I think that as veterans, you know, we play a part in the solution as well. I mean, you look at the children and grandchildren of the Greatest Generation. And they'll all say the same thing. Well, you know, my father or my grandfather never talked about what he did during the war. And the reality is that they were talking about it, but they were talking it amongst themselves. And so I think as veterans, we have an opportunity, even as uncomfortable as it might make us feel, to get out there and to share those stories with folks in our communities, to develop a better understanding of what it means to serve. And more importantly, to especially on Memorial Day, to preserve the legacy of those that made the ultimate sacrifice and to share their story, because they're not here to do that for themselves.
If you want to, just a final thought as we are heading to Memorial Day, what would you want to tell people who are listening right now as we get ready for this weekend?
You know, I think the most important thing, and first and foremost on my mind during Memorial Day, are not just those that made the ultimate sacrifice, but their families. And, I want them to know that, you know, each and every one of us that served alongside their loved ones have really committed ourselves to preserving their legacy just as they have. And that is, you know, really, you know, probably the most important thing of what we do each and every day. And to those folks that might not necessarily have that direct connection to someone that's served or someone that's made the ultimate sacrifice, Memorial Day is a wonderful opportunity to take time out of your day to learn the stories of these men and women that have made that ultimate sacrifice, because their sacrifices are something that are worth celebrating.
Now, your organization does have resources for any service members, for veterans, for families. They can just go right to readsacrossamerica.org, right?
Absolutely right. We have a list of resources there. You know, I know for Memorial Day, sometimes it can be difficult for veterans as they kind of have to reprocess a lot of the feelings that they have after losing someone that they've loved. But please, 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 always, always have the strength to ask for help. You know, our lives are part of the legacy of those that we lost. And our communities need us there to help preserve the legacy of those amazing men and women.
Joe Regan, Director, Military and Veteran Outreach for Wreaths Across America. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for having me on and sharing these stories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.